Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 6th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, I'm doing great. Sorry, we're a little late today. Stuff actually happened in the Big Brother house last night, so there was stuff to check up on this morning, because I mean, personally, I know I went to bed much earlier than I would have if I knew all this stuff was going to happen. So
I woke up this morning and I got blindsided. like, wait a minute. Why are there so many tweets here? Something must have happened. When stuff actually happens, it's actually a lot of work to do this podcast.
Way so. More tweets than I was used to waking up to today.
Yes, we are here to talk about everything that went down on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. And people are asking who flipped. Multiple people flipped multiple times. So we're going to have some fun talking about everything that happened yesterday on the live feed. So let's get into it. Right into it. We started the day. Angela was talking to Tyler, letting him know about her conversation with Brett the day before. We talked about this conversation. They were talking about how, you know, Brett was protecting JC, and Brett was telling Angela that they're both hated by the jury, so that they, you know, what if they were sitting next to each other in the jury? She's feeling pretty good about her conversation with Brett. She feels like the tension that had been there is kind of dissipating a little bit. It was a good conversation. She says, I was making him feel great about Haley and telling him how much I don't like her and how we're going to take Haley out so that he doesn't feel like we've got Haley. That's not going to turn out to be as effective as she thought it was, but she's informing Tyler about all of this.
Yeah, so I've been really relying on you for the past few days to keep me updated on what's been going on with all the morning updates, because I haven't been able to watch as much as I'd like to have. So I really wasn't sure how this situation with Brett and JC has been developing, because I know that they've been talking and whatnot, but I haven't been too sure how much Brett has actually been separated from level six and how much closer he's actually been getting towards JC. So to turn right away in the morning and hear Angela talking about how she does feel distance between herself and Brett, and like there's tension there, and like she can't get through it and all the stuff that she's saying early in the morning. That's how I knew for sure that there is actually something that possibly was going to be brewing later in the day going into the next week, which, you know, of course we were going to get to.
Yeah. I think that this is what we were going to get this week. if there hadn't been a battle back, I feel like Brett has been ready to make this move for a while, and it's only been brewing and getting bigger and bigger, this gap and the tension. This house is ready to explode. And I think that what makes, you know, the level six alliance so compelling is that they are not just going to go quietly into the good night. They are going to fight tooth and nail to get to the end here. And Brett is going to be a big part of that. And obviously JC is going to be a big part of that. So watch out for it.
I mean, with the exception of Casey, it took so long to get to this point in the season. And I just kept week after week, I was like, how is this group of at least Brett, Tyler, and Angela not turning in on each other? Especially when there's such bad players on the other side. And you would think, like, you know, I mean, the battle back really put a stop to anything that possibly could have happened. You know, suppose Haley, you know, Fessy left and nobody came back in or whatever, and then somebody maybe wanted to bring in Haley. Of course that got stopped with the whole Scotty coming back thing, but it's been so crazy how they haven't turned on each other until this point. And it's like you said, it's been a long time coming, so we're finally here. And you know, a lot will change tonight after we see who wins HOH.
Yeah, and I will also say, like, thank God this is not Faute just like handing Haley the win, because you know, Scotty and Fessy and Angela or Rockstar would all have just been like, oh, Haley, just take it. So Tyler and Sam have a conversation. She's going to check in as she does weekly. I'm pretty sure I do this every Wednesday or Thursday. It's the weekly Sam asking Tyler what to do conversation. She says, Tyler, what should I do? And he's like, I don't know. She's like, are you not going to tell me? He's like, no, I just like, I mean, I would prefer Scotty to stay, but I don't have a vote. And I feel like maybe the votes aren't exactly there. So what I need you to do is win HOH next week and take out Haley for us, because Haley's our biggest problem. We both hate her. She hates both of us. She's targeted me. She hates you. I don't know why she hates you. I don't know why. You know, you've done nothing to her. But you need to win that HOH. Go for her. That's what we need to do. I've been protecting you all season long. So hopefully we can make this happen.
Right. So Sam wins HOH this week so that the entire level six is available to win HOH the following week and then take out God knows who. Like you said, every Wednesday it's they do this check-in and it's like Sam is not paying attention to the game the entire week. We all know that. So when it comes down to it and she's like, all right, so now I have to figure out who I'm voting for. She fell into this trap last week when they were like, oh, vote however you want. And she does end up voting out Haley. And of course, Haley knows exactly who the vote was. So they want that to happen again. Or they just want Sam to just do it. They don't, because I think they do feel confident that they have the votes, right? That they don't need to worry about Sam's vote. So it's, again, whatever you want to do, Sam, if you want to vote Haley out, if you want to vote Scotty out. Plus, we still have the situation where Tyler is like in the back of his mind, like that small 5-10% where he's like, if Haley goes, it's not the end of the world this week as well. So,
yes, he would definitely love for Haley to get a vote from Sam once again. Yes. And obviously playing them against each other works to everyone's interest. And Haley's or Sam is really like, man, I don't even understand why I'm still here. And Tyler's like, because I've been protecting you. She's like, why do people want me out? Because you're by yourself. You're an easy target. Haley's been targeting you. And Sam's like, I can't wait. I just want us to get to the final two. I don't even care if I lose to you, Tyler. I just want to get to the final two with you. And Tyler's like, yeah, me too. That's what I've always wanted. That's what I've always wanted, man. And
Sam was an interesting one to track during the day, because while everything was going on, you know, other people are talking to Sam and getting, you know, getting some time in with her. And it's like, but you can see during this conversation that the one person that has full control over her, as has always been, is Tyler. So no matter what, everybody's getting in her ear. Everybody's pushing her a little bit to say, you know, next week we might need you to help us make a move or something. I just still feel like it's so tough because it's Sam. And at the end of the day, she's always going to do what Tyler tells her to do or what Tyler wants her to do. And when Tyler eventually does say, no, Sam, like if she wins HOH, you need to do this, then she's going to do that. So that's tough.
Yeah. And the problem is that, you know, all of these other people, they only go to Sam when they need something from her. Yeah. And Tyler doesn't exactly hang out with Sam a lot either. But he has worked very hard all season long to maintain the relationship with Sam, and that has very very much benefited him, and might be the key here for him, because he's also, a lot of other things are starting to unravel. Sam says, "Well, we should take like JC and Casey to the Final Four with us. People." You know, Casey is kind of strong in competitions, but JC's not. And that's probably what we should be doing, right? I should tell you, I do have like a thing with Brett, sort of like how you have a thing with Angela, but I'm not attracted to him at all. It's not like that. Just, you know, it's just a thing, and we'll have to deal with it when it comes.
She has no rhyme or reason to any of why she's picking these certain people. Like Tyler could very easily just say, no, we can't do that. And she'll be like, oh, okay, I guess you're right. But I don't know. JC and Casey are her ideal Final Four. That's something.
Yes. So JC is going to check in with Brett again. Just you're talking about like, we need to take that shot. We need to go after Angela. We need to make sure that we do something next week, you know, especially, you know, I talked yesterday about how JC had a conversation with Scotty the day before and how that Scotty told JC that he was told by Fessy that JC was the reason he went up, but he doesn't believe that. And JC felt good about that conversation. I said, look, I think this has opened the door for JC to be okay with Scotty staying. And then day later, JC is talking to Brett. He's like, should we keep Scotty? Is that something that we should maybe do? Brett is at this point saying no. He's too good at competitions. We can't keep Scotty. He's too much of a wild. He's up there. You need to take the shot while you have it. You never know when another shot is going to come up for somebody like Scotty. So we do need to take the shot now. But Brett is on board to take the shot at Angela next week.
Right. I mean, this battle back sucked. The fact that anybody had to come back in at all, especially when it's these people that are from this alliance that never have a shot. They will never have a shot given the dynamics of this house right now. I guess it's a good thing that it was Scotty, though, because I don't think we'd even be having these conversations if it was a Bailey or a Rockstar or Fessy coming back in. And we had Haley versus, say, Rockstar, or Haley versus Fessy right now. We would definitely be keeping Haley. But since it's Scotty, and since these people actually do kind of like Scotty, they feel like, maybe they can pull Scotty back in rather than if it was Fessy. So I think that's the only reason we're having, these debates back and forth of whether or not they're going to save him or not.
Yeah. So Tyler talks to Casey. He lets her know he's a little bit worried about Brett. He feels like JC might be in Brett's ear. That, they're both talking about how close Casey and Angela are. And that's really worrying, and that, maybe they should be concerned about this. But Casey is not concerned. Casey is all about, no, what are you talking about? We're in an alliance. We're in an alliance, Tyler. Why would anyone betray the alliance?
So they're having this conversation, and the one thing that stood out to me that like completely like set off an alarm is I don't know who said it first, but one of them was like, oh yeah, all I wanted when I came into this game was a ride or die, like something like that I could like somebody that I could have that always has my back no matter what. And Tyler's like, yeah, I was watching BB16, and I was like, that's what I want. And Casey's like, yeah, just like Derek and Cody. And I'm like, Casey, who do you think is the Derek and who do you think is the Cody here? Because if you want a Derek and Cody, someone has to be Derek and someone has to be Cody. Which one do you think you are?
Yeah, I think Casey could in perfect Cody fashion, yeah, could see herself as the Cody and still be like, yeah, that's perfect. That's
like the exact same situation absolutely could happen. Like somehow we get to the final three with Casey, Tyler, and Sam. And we're like, all right, well, obviously whoever wins the final HOH is going to take Sam. But Casey pulls up Tyler at the very last moment, and Casey gets Donnie's vote and whoever else is, and called her out.
Casey will get Rockstar's vote, and maybe, who knows, maybe Sam.
Depending on the state of this jury that we're trying not to be too nervous about.
Yeah. So Casey not concerned about Brett at the moment. Tyler is going to talk about, it's going to be rough having to cut Angela. It's going to be a tough situation. And Casey's like, yeah. But I think she'll understand when you tell her that, you and I have had an alliance since day one. And he's like, yeah, that'll probably yeah, a good enough explanation. They can't wait to take each other to the final two. Casey wants the three of them in the final three. Her, Angela, and Tyler. Again, knowing that Angela will take Tyler, Casey will take Tyler, thinking, hoping that Tyler will take her over his showmance. She might have the right read right now because Tyler might do that, but man, that's a bad looking final three for her.
Yeah. I mean, another thing to point out, though, also is that Tyler kind of stopped denying the fact that there may be a showmance, like especially to Casey and not JC. I mean, at least to Casey, like she'll bring up to him, like, I know you guys are developing feelings and all that stuff. And he just kind of brushes it off, which is a way of him saying, like, you're right, but I'm not going to admit to it. So not that it's better for his game or anything like that, but it was very annoying to see him try to deny this to people who are obviously not stupid and see them doing everything that the two of them are doing together and always in the same room and they're always up in the HOH and blah, 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 blah. So I'm glad he's not like pretending that they're idiots anymore.
Yes. And he's always been pretty open with Casey about it in particular, because I think he knows that he can be open about it with Casey, and she won't care, because she's one of the few people who's loyal to him, because she's not in love with, like, not because she's in love with him, but just because she's a loyal person. Yeah. And B, she, you know, thinks that he'll still be loyal to her no matter what. He could make out with Angela in front of her, and she would still think that he's going to take her to the final two. Whereas JC is going to say later in the day, if Tyler and Angela kiss, we're screwed. So that's happening. So Tyler does end the conversation. Just make sure you or Angela win next week so that we don't have to worry about anybody taking a shot at you guys, because I would not like for that to happen.
I mean, going into this next HOH, we have six people playing, and it seemed at once maybe like it was going to be a 5-1, you know, with everybody against Haley. But now it's looking like maybe like a 3-3, 4-2. So, yeah, this HOH is pretty important, especially if Tyler wants to keep his two girls in the game.
Yep. So Sam is going to talk to Scotty a little bit. You know, now she feels like she just wants to. She's going to talk to him about Haley and why does Haley hate me? Why? She asks him about Angela. Do you think what Fessy said about Angela is true? He's like, what did Fessy say about Angela? Oh, she drives like a Rove Ranger or whatever, and, you know, wears engagement. Yeah, Rottweiler. And wears engagement rings to the grocery store and talks crap about me. He's like, not to me. I haven't heard any of that. She's like, okay, I just get a feeling sometimes about Angela. It's a typical weird conversation.
Yes, I do think Angela is like the number one, you know, unless her or Casey win HOH, like Angela's going in the block next week. That's right. Like,
it's so crazy because a member of the jury came back into the house and said they will never vote for Angela. They think that they hate her. They will never vote for her. And then who's the next target on everybody's mouth? For next week is Angela, the one person they know will never win a jury vote. It's right. Crazy.
They want to break up Angela and Tyler. They want to break up Angela and Casey. I think Angela and Tyler is the main thing that they're trying to break up here. But nobody is considering Tyler as the other option, even though, like you said, they know that Angela is not doing well with the jury. But who's turning on Tyler? They're all, I mean, it's the power of Tyler and Casey's social games that are keeping them so, you know, comfortable with the rest of the JCs and Bretts, while they're like, well, Angela is a strong player. She wins HOHs and she's cuddled up with this. So, you know, they're concerned about just getting to the final two rather than having an easy person to beat. But yeah, it is an interesting dynamic that they're going after the one person who we know is not doing well with the people in there already.
Well, remember that, you know, back when Fauci was still a thing, and they were talking about, you know, Haley was HOH, and they were like, who should we target? And they were talking about, well, Angela is the glue that holds Casey and Tyler together. And we're like, how dumb of them to not realize that Tyler is the glue that holds everyone together. But we have the people who are also Brett, who is also in level 6. Also thinks that Angela is the glue that holds Tyler and Casey together. He also believes this, and so does JC, and so does everyone. Everyone thinks that Angela is the center of that, but they don't realize that Tyler is the center of that trio. But because he's not only the center of that trio, he's the center of the entire house, because they feel like he's really with me, but he's being pulled in by Angela to this thing. If we take out Angela, then we'll finally have Tyler to ourselves. Everyone just wants Tyler to themselves, either for their own sexual needs or because of their game needs. And it's crazy.
Right. At the core of all of that is JC. JC has put in so much work on Brett this week. And, you know, Brett's already had these thoughts, but JC has put in so much work with Brett, saying that Angela this, Angela that, she has to go, she's the target, she's the one we have to get out. And it's at the core, it's because of the jealousy thing, the fact that he wants Tyler all to himself in a game sense, in a personal sense. He wants Angela out of the picture. Angela has acknowledged that there is a lot of tension between her and JC. She feels it, she knows it's there. She feels like she's in some kind of constant battle with him. So I don't know, at the end of all of this, because, you know, we have Haley in the house, you know, people who aren't in this core of Angela, Casey, and Tyler. It's really just JC, I think, that has been pushing this so hard, and that's why we're at where we're at. Because if JC wasn't pushing Brett, wasn't pushing Sam, and whoever stays between Haley and Scotty, then I think Angela would be fine. But it's really just this JC jealousy that, you know, he took it right from Fessy, right? Fessy left, he threw it to JC and was like, here you go, play Big Brother emotionally now.
Well, what's crazy to me is that this is not unique to JC, because this exact same scenario, granted JC was part of it last time too, but this exact same scenario played out with Caitlin, where people like Bailey and Haley and even it even happened with Swaggy, who wanted Tyler to himself. Like, so many people along the way have wanted Tyler to themselves and have wanted to take out Tyler's allies in order to reel Tyler in. It's like a crazy inverse of the normal showmance, where you have a guy and a girl, and usually the guy goes out because he's connected to the girl, and you know they're like, oh well, the guy is usually the bigger competition threat, and you know whether or not that's true is up in the air. But the guy, usually Swaggy, will go home. Fessy will go home. These, you know. But with Tyler, it's the complete opposite. He gets close to a girl and they're like, send the girl home. We need Tyler on our side. It's very, very interesting.
And besides the fact that his social game is obviously as good as we know it is, he really did well in the beginning of the season to play up this dumb surfer guy. And for a long time, people thought that he was a dumb guy who they could easily manipulate and bring in. So I think that had a lot to do with it.
Yes, there's going to be a lot to analyze after this season is over with Tyler's game, because it's I think it has been pretty unique in terms of how it's operated and how the house has reacted to him. And I think it's very, very telling and interesting that that we're seeing the same kinds of things happen over and over with all kinds of different people. And I think that says a lot about, what kind of game he can have, even outside of this particular group of house guests. Yes. But let's move on. Scotty talked to Casey about the vote. He's like, how's the vote looking? What are your thoughts? And Casey's going to give the classic, I'm not voting for you, but I'm not going to tell you answer. Well, I'm not entirely sure yet. I of course would love to vote to keep you, but I don't want to be on the wrong side of the vote. So I'm kind of trying to keep my options open a little bit. If the house is going one way, then I can't exactly do anything about that. You know what I mean? Scotty is, he's going to take this hint a little bit. He's going to be a little concerned.
Yeah, I mean, that's the strategy they've been going with all week, that they don't want to tell either of the nominees outright that, like, you're going home, which, I mean, of course, it's going to be Scotty as of their plan. But they think that if they tell Scotty he's actually going home, he has potential to blow up their games, to blow something up during his eviction speech or whatever. So they're playing it very safe and not letting him in, which, you know, probably is the smarter move. But you'd have to hope that, like, if Casey or Tyler are going for that vote, that, like, they'll have a conversation with him today where they're like, listen, we have to get you out. There's no way we can let you go on in this game. But
yeah. And I'm sorry. I keep seeing all of, like, the tweets and, you know, like Brent is saying, like, oh, because it's on the episode, and when it's on the episode, it matters so much more than if it's actually on the feeds, where it's like, oh, you see how Tyler's treating Haley, being so vague with her. And meanwhile, Casey is bonding with Haley. Look at that jury management. That's why Casey is going to win the game. It's like, the situation is exactly reversed when it comes to Scotty, but nobody's talking about that. And Scotty is the one that's actually leaving to go to jury this week. But we got to stick to the narrative. So, yeah, I see you, Brent. Yeah. Casey, of course, asks Scotty again. Well, so if you stay, who are you going to target? And Scotty, again, says, I don't know, we'll figure it out, we'll work on it when it comes.
I get what he's trying to say here, because he's trying to say, like, you know, if I stay in the house, of course I will be with you, and then we'll figure out, like, who from the other side you want to target, and that will be the person that I want to target. But he's not saying it in a way that's making anybody feel comfortable, and that's the problem. He's just like, I don't know, well, I'll get to it eventually. Like the correct way to put that would be, if you keep me in the house, then I am your person to work with, and we will go after whoever you and I agree on. And if you want to come up with a name right now, like if you're talking to Casey and say, you need to throw out a name. Like, if you and I want to get JC out next week, then we will get JC out next week. But he's really not giving her anything. And you know, he's not getting her vote in the first place. So he's just kind of making it easier for her to have justification for not saving him, because you're not giving me anything, bud.
Yeah. And that is going to be the number one thing that is holding anyone back from voting to keep Scotty, is that they're like, he won't tell us who he's going to target, which means he's probably going to target us. Like, you know, like, if you're not willing to say who you're going to target, that's an incredibly bad sign. And again, yeah. I understand that you want to try to, you know, not put your foot in your mouth. You need the votes. We saw this happen in Big Brother Canada 6, where, you know, people were on the block and, you know, they were like, well, if I tell this person that I'm going to go after this person, then it gets out, then I might lose the votes. But you just have to say something. Saying nothing is worse than saying the wrong thing. Because if you say nothing, you have definitely lost, because nobody will ever keep you if they're not sure about what you'll do next week. Whereas, if you say something and you get it right, you might stay. If you say something and get it wrong, you still might stay, because maybe you said the wrong thing to the right person. Or, you know what I mean? Like,
And he's at like a disadvantage here in a way, because he's coming back into a house where Haley and Sam are going after each other, and they've been having this, you know, this feud for weeks now, even though no one's really like done anything like game wise about it. Well, that's not true, because, you know, Sam cast her vote against Haley last week. But Scotty's going up against that. So everyone knows if Haley stays, she's probably going to put Sam on the block. And that only leaves one more spot that me or my allies could potentially go up in. Scotty doesn't have anything like that. So he's already kind of fighting a losing battle. And he, like we keep saying, he's not helping by keeping all the names to himself.
Yes. So then they're going to get an alcohol delivery.
Dun dun dun.
Yes. This is like the second or third one of the week, and JC is super pissed about it. He feels like production is messing with him. I guarantee you they are. I bet they remembered that yesterday you were like, oh, I'm not going to get out of bed because the production pissed me off. So here you go. You're going to get some alcohol. JC is not going to be able to partake because he is a have-not. And he's like, just trying to get Angela to hook up with Tyler. It's so annoying. If they kiss, we'll be screwed. It's so annoying. Of course, little does production know, giving alcohol to Haley could also ruin them in terms of Haley being their golden girl. So that could be an issue. But here we go. Alcohol gonna get into the bloodstream of the house.
Let me just say, production, my favorite house guest of the week. I love when they get all petty like this with JC. We've had alcohol like what, 3 or 4 times this season at most, and now a couple times in a week on the week that JC can't drink and all this stuff. And JC is like acknowledging the fact that production is like doing this maybe on purpose for him. And I hope that they are, because he's been treating them like crap all season with every time that they call him on the speakers to ask him to do something. He's like, yeah, no, thanks. I'm not doing it. So good, production. Thank you. I really appreciate that you're helping us out here.
Yes. So here we go. Alcohol is here. JC is pissed off. Haley is going to unsurprisingly get a bit tipsy. She's going to be playing around with Brett in the kitchen. And she ends up spraying him with some water. Now, this is a classic Big Brother move. You know, she's just trying to be Janelle. And Brett is trying to play along as well. Brett is like, you better not feel comfortable doing that in the position you're in right now. I've got a vote. You're on the block. And Haley is going to go from, you know, 100 to 0 here, playful to, oh my God, how could you say that to me? She runs off. She runs off and starts crying. And Brett's like, what? What just happened? And Casey and Angela are going to follow her upstairs to comfort her as she cries. And that's only going to make Brett even more annoyed. Like, wait a minute, how am I the bad guy here that Haley just ran off and now my allies are going and comforting her? Why are they comforting her? I'm already feeling like I'm on the outside of this thing and that Haley's up their butt. And like, Brett is he's not okay with this.
So a couple things. just at the start of this all, I just wanted to make sure everybody knows that this was Angela's idea. Angela is very, very clearly said to Haley while the two of them were on the floor, just horsing around after they'd been drinking a little bit. Angela like whispered to Haley, "Oh, go spray him with the water." And then Haley's like, "Oh, okay, I'm going to go do that." So she gets up, and then the two of them are like making eye contact as she's like debating whether or not she's actually going to do it. She gets up, she sprays Brett. Brett's like, "What the hell? Like, that wasn't cool." So then, and just so you can picture this in your head, it's about like, I don't know, like 20 minutes or so of like before Brett actually makes the comment that he makes about, you know, Scotty's really looking good to me or whatever he said. So there's like 20 really awkward minutes where Haley does that, realizes that Brett didn't think it was very funny, and they're all just kind of standing there in some like awkward silence. And then eventually Brett makes that comment and Haley's not, you know, pleased about it. So it was a really awkward few minutes. Like you said, Brett, I feel like, you know, as we've been saying, he feels like he's on the outside of that alliance. So the fact that he comes into this scene of like all of his allies, all of his friends are all hanging out laughing with Haley. And, you know, then Haley pulls that and it's like, well, those are my friends. And why are you hanging out with them? Like you feel so comfortable. So then Brett makes this comment because he's annoyed and bam, begin scene for the rest of the night.
Yes, Brett does this thing, and he did the same thing during the after the veto competition where they got the prizes, where he was annoyed that Tyler took the Hawaii vacation from him, where like he is genuinely annoyed. Yep. Mm-hmm. But then is afterward going to be like, "I was joking the whole time." So he's later going to be, you know, I was just making a joke. And then I only got mad because of the reaction to the joke. And like, yes, he was making a joke, but it was also passive aggressive. And Haley also way overreacted because she was drunk and all of these things. This escalates to the point where Brett is, he's really starting to feel like now, this is concerning me. This is concerning me that that Haley is, you know, that Angela and Casey ran upstairs. Now, upstairs, Angela and Casey are comforting Haley. They're talking about, Brett, he went too far. He crossed a line. That is not okay. He shouldn't be doing that to you while you're drunk. This is not cool. Brett's been acting so weird. And this is exactly what Brett is worried about that's going on upstairs. And so he is, he's going to move his bed to where Sam is, and he's gonna start talking to Sam about like Haley. So no, Sam is the perfect person to talk to if you're mad at Haley. He's all of a sudden, even though he was like super pissed at Sam all week long, he's like, you know, Sam, I haven't forgotten about our thing. The whole husband and wife thing. You still hate Haley, right? Because man, Haley, the fact that she feels that comfortable to act the way that she's acting, and she, you know, she's been up those girls' butts all week long, and I'm not liking this. I'm almost thinking I want to keep Scotty around. And Sam's like, yeah, that would be great. I would love to vote Haley out. But the one thing Brett is concerned about is who will Scotty target? Because he's the one that got Scotty sent home. He claimed to be the vote that Scotty was. He has definitely wronged Scotty, so he's worried about that. Sam says, I don't think you should worry about that. I think that's fine. He says he's not targeting you. He says he's past it. Sam actually doing some decently effective campaigning work on Scotty's behalf when it comes to Brett. And so the idea is starting to ruminate a bit in the head of Brett. Maybe I should keep Scotty.
And I mean, meanwhile, this whole time, not only is he having, you know, he's talking to Sam about whether or not we should do this. Like, he's starting to get angrier and angrier as time goes on, because he's realizing in his head that the girls are all upstairs and they're comforting Haley about what just happened, and Haley's probably making him out to be this big villain, and Brett's downstairs talking to Sam, so he's, you know, in the room with her by himself, and he's just starting to like get angrier and angrier and angrier thinking about the situation and about what happened. And you know, JC comes in and he's like fired up. Brett is, he's like, all of this just happened, and now she's up there with them, and she's making best friends with the girls, and this is just so stupid. Like, what? it was, you know, she thinks that she's so comfortable that she can go be, you know, hanging out, pretty much hanging out with my friends. And now I come into the room and now I'm the joke. Like, no, you're the one that's on the block. I can send you home and you're trying to make a joke out of me. So, I mean, I get where Brett's coming from. I would not want to be in that situation either, where, you know, Haley has spent all of this time, you know, warming up to Brett with Fessy in the house. You know, she went to Brett every time she needed another person to talk to. And now all of a sudden she's not going to Brett anymore. She hasn't talked to Brett in like a week and she's spending all of her time with the girls. So Brett's looking at this like, what happened here? Like, what are you doing? You're not like, now you're friends with them. So I understand where he's coming from. And, you know, if the tides were going to turn, it was going to happen tonight. And I think, you know, at the end of the night, I don't know if we ended up with that result. We really kind of didn't, but the wheels were definitely in motion all night for Brett to make this happen.
Yeah. When he's talking to Sam, he tells her, look, I've been close with those three all season long, Tyler, Angela, and Casey. But lately I felt like I am on the outs of that. And, I'm not happy about this. This is the closest they have ever come to exposing Level Six. He basically says that he's been working with them all season, but now he's feeling like things might be changing. Yes. We are on the precipice of you know, we've got Level Six about to turn on each other. Brett, very, very conscious of what he might need to do. And he's very willing to make this move. As JC joins them, he complains to JC, and he's like, I'm thinking maybe we should keep Scotty. And JC's like, if you're in, I'm in. Let's do it. And so they're discussing it a little bit, and then feed's cut. When they come back, they're like, screw it. Let's do it. Let's keep Scotty. Let's go. Let's make this happen. We've got three votes right here. Us two and Sam. We'll make this happen.
And they're talking about how they need to go talk to Scotty and make sure Scotty is at least in on the plan, because he has no idea what's going on at this time. So
yes,
imagine, like, they just kept Scotty. He had no idea who did it. Tyler tried to claim that it was all his idea or something like that.
Yes. So it would be a 3-2 vote if they decide to do this. Mm-hmm. So JC is going to go upstairs where, again, meanwhile, they are still comforting Haley. So, you know, JC is going to be his usual, you know, not very compassionate self. Like, Haley, you were crying? Seriously? Oh, you're so sensitive. And they're like, oh, JC. And so JC is going to, you know, just, you know, make Haley mad and all that stuff. But he's going to eventually, everyone's going to leave. He's trying to get to a point where he can talk to Tyler alone. But in the meantime, he's telling them about, like, you know, after Haley leaves, he's like, man, things are weird. Scotty's been saying some things. He's been getting into people's heads. And I'm thinking I need to change my goodbye message, because what if Haley leaves? And they're like, Haley's not leaving. We have three votes right here, JC. Haley's not leaving unless you flip your vote. He's like, I think I'm going to change my goodbye message anyway, just in case. And they're like, what are you doing?
There's no reason for him to change his goodbye message if the three of them, exactly like Angela said. So she's just freaking out. She's like, what are you talking about? Why would you change your goodbye message? Like you, me, and KC, we're voting to evict Scotty. What are you talking about? He kind of slips up by saying that. But, you know, all of this is going on the entire night anyway. And, you know, they're talking, JC and Brett are maybe going to flip the vote. And everyone's like, you know, if you're following along, you're getting excited. You're like, oh, maybe a vote flip. Like, this was unexpected. Not, and then of course, who does JC eventually run to and spill everything to? But
yes, his best friend. While JC is upstairs talking to them, Brett is going to talk to Scotty. He tells Scotty about what happened with Haley. He just wants to make sure Scotty's not going to come after him if he stays. Scotty says, don't worry about it. Of course I wouldn't. He says, hey, he's just worried because Haley's been up the girls' butts all week long and he feels like it's finally worked. That she might actually have their votes. Mm-hmm. And Scotty's like, that's not good. But as long as I have you, JC, and Sam, I should be good. And Brett's like, yes, exactly. So if we make this happen, then, you know, we need to be able to work together moving forward. They have a pretty good conversation there. And then JC is finally going to kick Angela out of the HOH. And by kick her out, I mean actually tell her, like, just leave so I can talk to Tyler. She's not going to be happy about that.
She put up a little fight. She's
yes.
Like, you sure? I have to go.
Yes. And so Angela leaves and JC says, we're keeping Scotty. That's that's what we're going to do. And Tyler's like, no, you're not. What are you talking about?
JC always comes into these conversations like thinking that Tyler is this idiot that he's about to go convince of what his idea is. He's like, I'm a master manipulator. I just got all these people. Like, I can get these people to do whatever I want. So we're gonna keep Scotty in the house. And Tyler's like, huh? That's really not happening. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Tyler has like why? Like the Scotty, you know, he's good at competitions. He's going to put both of us up. You're going to piss Angela and Casey off. They're going to have a reason to go after you. This doesn't seem like a very smart move. And he's like, honestly, I don't even care which one goes. It's just like at this point, it doesn't seem like it's very smart for you to do this. And JC is like, yeah, but you know, like Haley, she's working with these girls and we need to take a shot at these girls. And Ty's like, you don't need to take a shot at them. Well, how many times do I need to tell you? And so they go back and forth. It's their usual argument. But the main points that Tyler's trying to make about Scotty is that we know that with Haley, she's going to take a shot at Sam. And if either of us are up on the block next to Sam, we both stay. But Scotty might put both of us up together, and that would be terrible. And that kind of like gets into JC's head. He's like, oh, that's kind of true. I won't flip the vote on Scotty for you, Tyler. But we do need to take a shot at Angela. We do need to break Angela and Casey up next week. That needs to happen. Brett's going to do it. Sam's going to do it. I'm telling you, this is in motion.
And I would tend to agree with Tyler that even for JC's game, it's better for Scotty to go home. Scotty is way too unpredictable. You know, week three, he gets HOH and he decides, I am not hiding in this game. Like, I'm going to make the shot that I need to make. He puts the bros on the block and sends one of them home. So if, you know, regardless of who saves him this week or whatever it is, I think he still has the interest of working with Tyler in the back of his head. He still would do whatever he wants to do next week. So there is full potential for, and plus exactly like Scotty's not putting Sam on the block next week. So that is two other people that are going to be going up if Scotty wins HOH. Meanwhile, they know exactly where Haley's mind is at. And she is through and through. She is going to make the move that is not good for her game, that she's going to put Sam on the block and probably evict Sam. So Tyler is not wrong in telling JC that they need to keep that they need to keep Haley in the house. It's just JC has this urge right now. Him and Brett both have this urge to like to strike now and to just do the opposite of what Casey and Angela want now.
Yeah. I do feel like that this might be the right move for Brett. If he's in but the key is that like he needs to be able to get Scotty on board, because if Brett makes this move, first of all, it looks like JC's move. People are pissed off at JC. Then if Brett is able to pull Scotty in and get Scotty to go after the girls with him, that's all great. He can also at some point, if he needs to, reveal, hey, you were the target all along, but me and JC flipped to save you. Tyler is not working with you. He's been working with the women all along. And, you know, if he ever needs to do that, he has that ammunition. And then with him and Scotty and JC and Sam all working together to take a shot at the women next week, that's a very good chance. And it's a very good chance that he won't even have to do it. He can get Scotty to do it. And then Scotty is still a huge target for Tyler and Casey, or whoever is the you know, Angela, whichever one stays, I assume Casey. So they, you know, they're going to still feel like they're still working with Brett and JC because they have to. But Scotty is the big jury threat and competition threat. They'd still have to take a shot at him first. So there's a lot of room to play here for Brett if he's able to make this move. And he's very close to being able to make this move. But he's not quite there. And part of that is, you know, that, of course, Sam isn't as reliable as he thinks she is. She's actually more loyal to Tyler. And he does have to worry about Scotty and his loyalty to Tyler as well. And then, of course, in general, he needs to be worried about how he handles the potential betrayal of Angela and Casey. So there's a lot going on there, but this is a potential plan here. As I was looking at this, I was like, this could work out. This could turn into a real Brett versus Tyler war. It's a good move to make. But, you know, ultimately, JC backs down in this conversation with Tyler. And without JC, he's not going to be able to do it. Meanwhile, Angela and Casey finally go down and talk to Brett. And they are able to also talk Brett off of the ledge. They tell Brett, look, the only reason we went and ran to Haley was because we were concerned about you. We didn't want her to be targeting you. We wanted to make sure that she was still going to target Sam and not you. That's why we were talking to Haley. And Brett he's going to accept this explanation. He's cooled down a bit, and he's feeling a bit better about, like, okay, I get it. You know, I understand that this is happening. So, all right. And there, you know, everything should be going according to plan. Don't rock the boat. Don't piss everyone off just because you got heated in the moment. And he's like, yes, yeah, that's probably right. And so it seems like this has been somewhat diffused. Although we did skip over, Haley ends up moving Brett's bed back to its original position while he was in the diary room. And then he came back and he's like, who moved my bed? And then they got into a fight about it again. And they had a long conversation where nothing got resolved. But eventually Angela and Casey are able to diffuse the situation with Brett, while Tyler diffuses JC. And then JC and Brett are going to come together and agree. I guess we're not going to flip the vote. I guess we're not.
Yeah, a lot to unpack there. I think just to start with, you were talking about Brett and all of this stuff working out for his game. I just want to point out that I really think that if Brett is the one to start the disassembling of level six and send one of them into jury, or be the reason that they come into jury, or, I'm sorry, not come into jury, or the reason that they start to fall apart, the Faute and the jury are really going to warm up to Brett. Like, if Brett is the one who rips them apart, they're going to be like, they're going to have a whole lot of love in their heart for him. And then, you know,
I also think that the level six will respect it too. I think Tyler and Angela, like, Casey might be a bitter vote because, like, how could you betray an alliance? but I think Tyler and Casey would vote for Brett. I feel like Faute would vote for Brett. It would be a jury winning move for sure.
So while the war might be forming, and it might get to a point where even if Brett wins HOH this week, takes the shot, sends Angela home on his HOH, Brett might get into some kind of spot where he needs to win a little bit to get himself along. But I don't know. It's we're getting to the point where there's a few people left who, you know, Tyler, Brett, Angela, who can do well in competitions, Casey along the way. So I don't know. A lot of them might find themselves in must-win situations, but I really think that this is going to be helpful for Brett's game going forward with the jury.
I think that if Brett loses this game, this is probably the moment. Like Wednesday night, September 5th, I think this is the moment that he will look back on as like, I had a shot here and I shied away from it, and if I had taken that shot, the whole rest of the end game could have been different. And you know, who knows what would have happened. And I think he might regret not sticking with this idea to flip the vote. And maybe he wouldn't have been able to, cause maybe JC wouldn't be willing to do it against Tyler's wishes. But, I don't think he's out of the game because of this, but I think this is like, this is one particular avenue. As soon as Scotty leaves, he has to take an entirely different route to the end, because Scotty is a great meat shield. Scotty is would be a formidable ally, without that, he's gonna have to, again, it's gonna be a very different path to the end for him, and I think he's gonna have to win a lot.
I agree. It's just kind of like, all right, well, now if he kept Scotty in the house and Angela and Casey are now competing for HOH this coming week, they know that Brett flipped his vote. There's no way to hide that Brett flipped his vote there. So would you think that, like, you know, they're probably going to seek some revenge and be like, all right, you're not with us anymore, we're putting you up this week. Meanwhile, if they don't flip the vote this week and say Angela or Casey win tonight, they're not putting Brett on the block. They're still going to go through with their Haley and maybe Sam plan, because they're not thinking that far ahead. So I don't know. I feel like it might be the difference in Brett being on the block this week versus not being on the block if those two girls win HOH.
It's possible, but hear me out. I think that if Brett is super pissed and he goes to Angela and Casey, he's just like, I can't deal with, I mean, we're going to get both of them out anyway, right? We're going to be targeting Haley next week, right? Like, can we just get rid of her this week? I just want to get her out this week, you know, right. Like, she's good at competitions too. You know, like it just explains it and they might disagree, but it'll be like, you know, we disagree on which one goes first, but ultimately, does it really matter? Like, we're still working together, right? It gives them enough doubt in their minds to be like, well, we're not going to take the shot at him yet. They're going to be more mad at JC because JC is not part of, like, Brett can sell it as I'm part of level six, but JC wants this, Sam wants this, and I kind of want this. You know, I'd rather just keep Scotty one round and take Haley out. You know, I'm not convinced that she's going to go after Sam. I think that, you know, he can try and sell it in a way that they'll be mad, but I don't think that they will, I don't think that they will target Brett after this. I think that they will be too scared of Scotty, so they will target Scotty for sure. And they're not going to like put Brett up next to Scotty because they're not going to bother to piss Brett off when they're not going to take him out. So I think that they would still go after Scotty. They'd probably put like JC or Sam up on the block next to him. And that's only if they win. That's two out of six players in the HOH competition that you have to worry about. And even then, I think, again, they target Scotty because he's such a big meat shield in front of Brett for that. And then, of course, if Scotty wins or if Brett wins or if JC wins or so on and so forth, then they have a shot to take, you know, take Angela out, at which point Tyler is a little bit crippled and Scotty is still in the house as a big threat. So I feel like I like the position keeping Scotty in. It's obviously risky and there are other paths, but this. If I was Brett and I saw this from my Terran perspective of outside the house, this would be my preferred path. But you know, it's risky no matter what you do.
Right. I guess just the way that we were both looking at it, like you were looking at it as he should go talk to them before the vote and make sure that they know what's going to happen. I was looking at it as like, well, what if he just doesn't tell them and then, you know, blindsides them at the vote. So if he was going to go the route you're talking about and tell them beforehand, then sure, maybe he can make something happen. But I don't know. It just seemed like the way that he was talking yesterday, it seemed like he wouldn't tell them. But again, he was just angry last night. He was, you know, really, really raging hard about the whole Haley thing. But I think he's probably going to wake up today a lot calmer. So,
yes,
there's that.
So despite the fact that Brett and JC agree they're not going to flip the vote, they do agree. Brett has not changed his mind about, you know, betraying level six. He is still on board. He is 100% on board to take the shot next week. JC is saying, put him straight up. Brett is saying, but what about the back door? JC saying, no back door. I can convince Tyler to not use the veto on Angela. I promise I know exactly what to say. Sorry, JC, that's not going to work. But either way, they're both very convinced that Angela has to go. I think Brett is willing to take this shot no matter what at this point. Again, I think he still likes the idea of the back door because he feels like if he knows it's not going to work, he can not take the shot. But I think he really is dedicated to trying to make this work. He wants to take the shot at Angela. He needs her out of the house. And so we are in for an interesting end game here because even if Brett and JC are not able to take the shot at Angela and Casey next week, Haley would still be the target for Angela and Casey at the moment, which at this point she shouldn't be. They should be targeting Brett at this point, but they don't know
JC, it. Honestly, Angela knows it's time to get JC out of here, but she keeps coming back to this whole like he's done so much for us, and Tyler keeps assuring her like, yeah, like we'll get him eventually.
Honestly, I don't think JC should be their target. I think Brett should be their target. I think Brett is a much bigger threat to them. Because he's capable of winning competitions. The only reason they're mad at JC is because they feel like JC is getting in Brett's head and that maybe if JC is gone, then Brett will be more loyal. That's not the case. Brett is still going to be coming after them if JC leaves. He's just going to take it as like, whew, they missed their shot at me. Good. Now I'm going to take the shot at them again. So they should really be targeting Brett. And then once Brett is gone, then they can get rid of Haley and everything will be fine. But they don't recognize that they need to take the shot at Brett. And Tyler knows that he doesn't need to take the shot at Brett because Brett's not coming after him. And it's not the worst thing in the world if Brett takes out Angela. You know, so it's not a pressing need for Tyler at the moment. Lots of interesting dynamics going on here. Very, very excited about the end game of this season.
Yeah, so, I mean, play this out for a second just for the fun of it. So suppose JC won HOH tonight, put up Angela and KC. Tyler wins a veto, takes down Angela. JC's replacement nominee is Sam?
Sam.
Because if he wants to take it, right? Because that's where they're going to get into a position where, say, KC's on the block and they're like, all right, we're going to take her out. But they have to put up Haley or Sam. I'm also, like, thinking about what if Angela and KC were on the block and say one of them won the veto, is JC going to put up Tyler to ensure that one of them go home?
I think that JC would be willing to put up Tyler. But I think that all it would take for Tyler to keep himself off the block is to be like, no, JC, I'll vote however you want. I promise. Yeah. You know, I told you I was willing to take the shot. Now that you're HOH, I will respect your wishes. I will do it. Whether or not he follows through with that, I doubt he would. But he could easily keep himself off the block. There's a chance he'd be dumb enough. Because, again, Tyler's not the best strategic person. He's just very, very good socially. He makes strategic blunders constantly. But socially, he's fantastic. So he might be dumb enough to just be like, JC, I'm not going to vote. This is a dumb plan. If you put up Haley, I'm going to vote out Haley. And then JC might go, all right, I'm going to put you up because I know you're not going to go home. It's for your own good, Tyler. So it could happen. But I think more likely is that JC puts up somebody like Sam or Haley, hoping that they can still have the votes to take out Casey. Or honestly, he might even back away. He might not feel it's necessary because I don't think he even cares about Casey that much. Mm-hmm. So at that point, he might just give up and be like, all right, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting thing to see. He might try and pull, like, if he puts up Sam, he might try and pull Haley in and be like, Haley, you need to vote Casey out. And then he'll have Brett and Haley to vote out Casey, and then he can break the tie. So that might be a way out of that. But it's, you know, all kinds of good stuff going on.
I didn't think we'd be in a spot where there's a lot of people rooting for a JC HOH win tonight. But I feel like, JC or Brett would be the ideal winners tonight if you think that it's been getting a little stale in the house lately, because they're ready to shake it up.
This is like the perfect situation for the end game too, where you've got Haley and Sam who are basically dead in the water. They can't do anything. You've got Casey who is just like way too loyal, but then you've got Angela who is like a force in the game. She's winning and even Casey like wins competitions. But then you have Tyler, the sort of like the mastermind of the house. You've got JC and Brett who are like these dark horses, and they are not willing to go down quietly, and they want to take a shot, but they don't want to take a shot at the person in charge, because like if they did, which would be exciting in the moment, but if they took out Tyler, then it's just wait for Brett to win the game. You know what I mean? So it's like they are in a position where they want to take a shot that will prolong the fight and make the entire end game really great and keep in all of the good players while taking out the players who aren't contributing as much. It's the perfect scenario.
Yep, absolutely. I'm very excited for this HOH, which last week I was not, because it felt like, you know, a foregone conclusion that Haley or Scotty would be going up and going out the door if they didn't win. And now this week, I feel like almost anything could happen.
Yes. So JC is also going to talk to Haley before the night ends. Since he knows he's now going to keep Haley again, he's going to go to her and be like, hey, everything's good. I'm going to vote to keep you. Don't worry. Just making sure he's all good with Haley before they vote to keep her. So here we go. That's the current state of things heading into tonight. I talked on the roundtable, like, you never know. There was a chance that Scotty could stay. There was a lot of time. The flip almost happened. And there is a small chance that they sleep on this. They wake up and Brett goes, actually, we do need Scotty thinking about it. There's a chance that the vote flips again today. Not particularly likely again, but it's more likely than it was prior to last night. So watch out.
It might depend on where Brett's bed ended up last night. I didn't really pay attention to the last minute, but I think his bed was back where it's supposed to be.
Yes.
So maybe that's all that matters.
Like I said, like I expect JC will be trying to I guarantee you if Haley wins the HOH, JC and Brett will try to get her to target Angela and Casey, which might backfire. But man, there's a lot of stuff going down. We finally got through the twisted weeks. No more twists, hopefully, and straight ahead with this great season, great gameplay, great cast.
Yes, agreed.
All right.
Agreed.
So, thank you, everyone, for joining us. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today and tonight with the eviction. Then we've got an HOH and all sorts of crazy stuff that might happen after the HOH. This is all happening tonight, guys. Make sure you tune in tonight for the recap that we'll have of the live eviction. Decent chance, if there's a good HOH result, that I'll hang out on Twitch with you guys after the podcast. So find me on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong. I think we got a Summer Stein tomorrow. That'll be fun. Lots of great stuff happening. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Matt is at Matt Ligori. And anything else, Matt?
Nope, just be careful before you start a prank war, because you never know how it's going to end up. Might end up with you getting evicted.
Yeah, don't get drunk in the Big Brother house.
Yeah, especially if your name is Haley Broucher.
Yeah.
Number one rule.
All right. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us. I will see you next time.